The studio's got so much more feng shui, thanks to Freedom Furniture West Gosford. Absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom. Rob, I think we're going to need a bigger trailer.
Good morning, everyone. Hello.
Here he is. Oh, wow, what a morning.
Telly-o. Top of the morning.
What happened, mate? What happened last night?
Did you watch the footy? What?
Did you watch the footy last night?
I can't
night?
Hear there.
Did you watch the footy?
Didn't know it was on. Didn't know it was on. What was that?
If that's a preview of what Queensland have got for the Australia State of Origin, unbelievable. Oh, the Eels just absolutely dominate.
Who are the Eels?
Didn't they dominate?
No, don't play dumb with me. You should have seen on MasterChef what happened there.
Yeah, you're watching. Well, if you multiply six by five and two thirds, what do you get? You get about Parramatta's score. Five and two thirds better.
Right, okay. What was that on?
Flogging.
It
was an absolute flogging. Yeah. Tell you what.
Wow. Bloody hell. Oh, you know how you said watch repeats of Lego Master?
Yeah.
Bloody
and
brilliant.
You did?
Yeah, brilliant. Loved it.
Must have been good. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on because I don't want to talk about it too much.
And got to say, though.
I'll tell you about what happened last night. The score was incredible. The Eels just came and just
What's that button you got in front of me? What is that button that got in front of you?
Producer Kiara, show me how to do something.
Yeah, what do you do?
Just have a look at this.
Okay, hit it.
What a statement. What a win from Parramatta. They've pummeled Brisbane. They have beaten a highly fancied team and beaten them in style. 34-6. A crushing win.
Listen, just keep your
head. We may just pepper that through the show. I'm not sure.
Can I say, though, I did watch that thing where the Broncos got second. Mate, I didn't like, and I want a Kevy from Kincumber, the sound effects. Both Fox and Channel 9 had sound effects.
I thought,
I'm there, come on, guys. I'm there, you wouldn't even get that from us. Oh, sorry. There we go. Seriously. Stop it.
Slow down.
What did you think? Honestly, what did you think of those sound effects last night of the crowd? A company, we'll tell you about it later, a company has been employed to do that, and it's apparently they're going to do it right throughout the season on both.
Stupid. Oh, you know what I did like? I liked when they'd cross to someone's lounge room and like there were kids tackling their dad.
That was all pre-recorded.
Yeah, but I liked seeing the enthusiasm.
I liked the one ref. That was pretty good. But what did you think? Honestly, what do you think of the game where Broncos got second?
Well, the ref's not getting distracted by the crowd now, is he?
No, not at all. And nor are the players. You noticed that sometimes the crowd eggs the players on. But you didn't see that last night because you got no crowds.
Is that what went wrong for the Broncos?
Look, hey, later on this morning, we've got Adam McDonald. He's the head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia and star of the TV show Aussie Pickers.
If you've got anything at home that you reckon's worth a bit.
We're going to get you to give us a call, but you might want to give us a call now and we can replay it, Adam. You might have, it doesn't have to be sporting memorabilia. It could be like, say, an album, say a Beatles album that was signed by all the Beatles.
It could be the very first Bunnikins plate.
Yes. Something that could be worthwhile. Give us a call, let us know, and we'll see if we can get a value on it.
I used to love the Bunnikins plates. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
No?
No, we bought the kids. We bought Hannah and Callum Bunnikins plates. Yeah. Everyone does.
The fire truck was my favourite.
Yeah, see, there's only about 80 million of those, so that'd narrow it.
Might reduce the price a bit.
107.7 Triple M.
First calls!
I've never heard that. Dave from Woongarra, 132710. G'day, mate.
Hey, Dave.
G'day, Paddy. G'day, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Yourself?
Thanks, mate.
Not too bad. It's a Friday. Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah, mate.
All singing it. Except for Paddy. I'm going to make this the longest morning of his life after watching his beloved Broncos go down.
Mate.
It's working already, I think.
We got second. Davey, we got second.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, did you watch the footy just quickly last night?
No, it's just, that ball's the wrong shape for me.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That's what a few of my girlfriends said to me. What do you want to call about, Davey?
Mate, I don't know whether you can remember 1983-84, HMS Invincible came in. I was on that. We came in. The scuttlebutt below deck was we hit a container and bent the port shaft. And we were coming into dry dock in Garden Island.
Yeah. Wow.
But then again, they wouldn't let us in Garden Island because we may or may not have had special weapons on board.
Oh, right. Jeez. Yeah, okay, probably male.
So they stuck us in the international passenger terminal at Circular Quay.
So you hit a container, your ship that was coming in, you hit a container.
Yeah, we ended up in Sambawan Dockyard in Singapore. We were there for 3 weeks. I walked under it while she was in dry dock. It was amazing, unreal.
Mate, what about, is it like at the moment, like we had 5 containers, they were cleaned up yesterday from Birdie Beach here on the Central Coast. Mate, as, you know, being in the Navy, how dangerous are these containers floating around? Because there's 20 missing.
Oh, they're deadly. They're deadly because some of them don't sink. A lot of them are hermetically sealed. So they just sit partially below the surface. You know, you can't see them. Like, admittedly, I guess sonar should have picked them up. If you hit them, it's like it, remember the Titanic sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, you guys
make hell of a hole in it. They don't move, you know, they just sit there.
That'd punch a heck of a hole in a boat, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. I mean, we've had cases where the Navy's been asked to go out and put some holes in them to sink them. Yeah, especially in the English Channel, you get heaps.
Yeah, and
the North Sea and that, because it's pretty rough out there. So
I know they've had aircraft up looking, spotting them. But as you say, if they're below the water and you've got a few white caps, you'd have no idea. And you're in your boat, fanging along. You know, you'd have no idea. Even a jet ski, when they're coming close to shore, you'd have no idea.
No. Oh, you hit it, you'd know it. Yeah, really quick. Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah.
That is nasty. I've heard that a lot of these containers fall off ships. It's not like this is a one-off thing. This happens all the time.
Yeah, but there was one not long ago in Cornwall. There was a load fell off and they ended up on the beach in Cornwall. And blokes were going down there. It was a video on the telly with a backhoe picking up these brand-new BMW motorcycles.
What a treasure hunt.
That's a bit better than a face mask. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling, mate. We've got $50 to go to the private studio. It's more than just a barbershop. It's an experience. It's Interrigal. Book online now, mate, so you can get your head done over.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I need a head job, but,
Okay. Yeah, that's what you work on when you get your hair cut. Yeah. All right, thank you, Davey. Cut him off there. All right, thank you, Davey. The week that wasn't, that we call...
Rewind.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time now to hit rewind.
It's that time of the week again.
And thanks for your contribution, Central Coast.
Del from Tascot rang about performance-enhancing stimulants. I would like one day just to have some sort of competition where everyone's on the gear, just to see how it goes.
Well, that's cycling, is it? Tour de France?
You are correct.
Ronan, there's been a lot of talk coming into the Olympics about steroid use. You can honestly say you and the Australian team are as clean as City Rail's toilets.
Jocko, I'd have to say cleaner. Yeah, sure, our times were the fastest ever. As a matter of fact, 20 seconds faster. And our urine turned green when we had to give samples. And yes, we have muscles on our muscles with other muscles on the side. And yes, our legs look like the bottom of tree stumps and our shoulders are wider than the Australian desert.
But there's absolutely no way we have used any performance-enhancing stimulants to make us go faster. Gotta go now, bye!
We looked at what's in place on public transport now.
34 on a train, 12 on a bus. Social distancing marshals will be manning the New South Wales public transport network today.
Marshals. Why do they call them marshals?
Because they marshal people.
Yeah, well, what if your name's Marshall?
Well, you're a marshal. Our techspert Trevor Long told us who is his all-time favourite singer.
John Farnham is where I'm going.
Boy. John Farnham, greatest of all time.
No, I'm sorry. Go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Trevor Long.
If we get Johnny Farnham in the studio.
Okay, I'm going to keep
you get John Farnham in the studio, I am up the F3. Hello.
Wow. Jeez, I'm glad you said F3.
Paddy hopes the New South Wales-Queensland border remains closed.
I'm so glad that Queensland have got the borders closed because of any of my family, if anything comes up, I can't make it. They ring and say, I'm there, can't make it. Yeah. Sorry about that. Oh, Jenny's having a birthday party.
Sorry.
Can't get that. Blame the Premier. How good is that?
From June 1, beauty salons are open and Paddy can't wait.
Tanning and waxing from June 1.
Yep.
And I'll be there.
Well, you get a plucking, don't you?
Yeah, I get a plucking. Hope you heard that right. Pedicure and all that sort of stuff. I go the whole hog. Ronaldo, hairdresser to the stars, is doing Rob's hairy bits.
I saw Rob down at Gosford Pool the other day in his Speedos.
Yeah.
And yep. I said, Rob, I said, oh. I said, I know you believe in the regeneration of Australian rainforest, but yeah. to have all that lantana sticking out is unsightly and unwarranted.
Is Rob going to get his bikini line done, Ronaldo?
Yes. Oh. It's the first bikini line that we've done that needs a grinder and a blower back.
The Voice on Channel 9 believe in nepotism.
They had the blind auditions, right? And there was this artist, he started singing. Anyway, Guy Sebastian, who's one of the judges, recognised his voice instantly. Mm. Guy hit his button, turned around and found his brother Chris Sebastian standing in front of him.
What's your last name?
My last name is Sebastian.
How about old mate Guy throws out a lifeline? I'll give him a lifeline.
And it goes to my brother Chris. Oh, who would have funk it? And Rob went to Freedom at West Gosford to go shopping.
I'm going to get myself a new bar stool. That's what I'd like.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, there's that. Yeah, we used to have these old wooden bar stools that were just flat, hard things, right? You sit on those things and, you couldn't sit on for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Your bum would get sore.
You had it upside down, though.
Your bum would get sore.
You and three of your mates.
Is that that's the week in a nutshell.
Thank you again, Central Coast. And if you want to catch up on the show,
download the Triple M app and subscribe to our podcast now.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Paddy and Rob podcast.
107.7 Triple M. When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Don't change your tack on this, Pat, please, mate. You know what we're talking about.
Yes.
During this week, whatever I've said, you've just deliberately gone the opposite.
Oh, I don't know.
You have.
What do you want to throw up in the air now, then?
The artificial crowd noises last night in that rugby league match where the Broncos got second to the Eels.
Yep.
It has divided NRL fans. Did you watch it? What did you think of it?
What did you think?
Awful.
I loved it.
Oh, see, you've done that deliberately. You've done that. It was awful. My mates were texting me.
Tell
going,
me why it was awful.
It just was.
Aside from the fact that they were cheering, like, because the Broncos were down at six lowly points for the entire game.
Which media crowd would go, oh, yeah, and, media organisation uses a sound effect.
It didn't sound like that.
It did. It's like, I wouldn't say, hey, coming up, we've got a big announcement. Fake noises.
What does sound effects do, really?
Fake noises during the footy. Did you like it? Did you really like it, honestly?
Hand
on your heart. Look at me without laughing. Look at me. Without laughing or smiling. Did you think it added anything to the match?
What I thought it took away from, it took away from the sense of loneliness in the stadium, because you could hear voices echoing up into the stands. I thought the sound, it just sort of made, it's like a layer of comfort.
But we had the little Castlemaine Forex cutouts in the stand. They look good there. Look, Nine World of Sports coverage was launched. They launched that cutting-edge innovation, they called it, partnering with Australian company AFX to give the live TV broadcast virtual crowd noise that flowed with the game. Well, I don't reckon it did.
Maybe they had it playing over the speakers at the ground, because you needed that silly idiot with the Broncos head on his shoulders running around the sidelines. You've got to give him something to keep him going.
But, Fox did it as well. Fox head of sports, Steve Crawley, said it'd add more for fans, so they did it. But we would love to know on the forum, I don't know, why don't you do tonight's match without those crowd sound effects?
You know people at the NRL. Let's find out what the coach thinks and tell them.
Yeah, all right. So, honestly, did you watch it last night? What did you think of the sound effects of crowds when there was no one there? Give us a call, 13 27 10.
Yeah, and let Paddy know how well the Broncos played while we're at it.
And when you're there, we'll give you a raffle ticket, because we've got Singo's Wheel of Meat today, where we could pull your name out later on and you could win something from the Wheel of Meat. So 13 27 10.
Yeah, what, get in the game. Honestly, did you like the crowd noise?
Yeah.
The artificial crowd noise.
Yeah.
107.7 Triple M. When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
All right, last night, it was round three of the NRL. The Broncos got second.
Yeah, what was the score?
I've just lost the piece
34-6.
Of paper. 34-6. Was it? Okay.
Yeah, just in case.
And then Wide World of Sports 9, Channel 9. Where was Ray? Where was Uncle Ray? As well as that, Fox did it as well on their coverage. They used sound effects, crowd sound effects, while the game was going on. A lot of my mates were texting me going, oh, God, and I thought the same thing. Anyway, you liked it, of course.
Yeah. I bet you did after about 5 minutes.
You liked it, of course. Whatever I've done on the forum today or this week, you've gone opposite, deliberately.
Well, he doesn't like a little bit of crowd noise, you know, just to fill the emptiness of the TV set.
Okay, let's go to the crowds, 13, 27, 10.
G'day, Jerry from Gosford.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. How you going?
Oh, just a second. Hang on, Mario, I'm talking. That's Mario, I'm his boss. God, he's a hard man, I tell you. Well, I picked the collies all week. No, I'm picking carrots.
Oh, because you rang last week.
Mr. Cauliflower.
Yeah, and...
I tell you, it breaks my back. I tell you, worse than football.
Yeah, put a collie in your trolley. That was a catchphrase last week, Jerry.
And you can tango with a mango. Now, listen.
Yeah.
What they've got to do with the football is kick the one ref and bring back the biff.
Okay, the run one ref was right good. Up. Bring back the biff. What about the artificial noises?
Oh, my God. Are they a disgrace or what?
See, there you go.
Yeah.
My God.
Rob loved them.
My God, terrible. Terrible, mate.
It was crap, wasn't it? It didn't add anything, Jerry.
Nah, nothing. The game was good and fast, but I had to go back and pack some carrots, so I missed a quarter of it.
Well,
Mario, I tell you, he's hard, man. Hang on a sec, mate.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, listen, what we're going to, Jerry, so you're against the crowd sound effect. Thanks, mate. We've got a $100 Freedom Furniture voucher for you. Everything's on sale. Store wide.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what you got to spend there, mate. We're giving you $100 to spend at Freedom Furniture.
I've got to pick up that work all day, pick carrots for that. Oh, thanks, guys.
$100 voucher, Jerry. Good on you, mate.
You're good, guys. Good on you, guys.
See you, mate. See you, Jerry. Got Mikey from Buff Point.
G'day, Mike.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. What did you think of the sound effects in the footy last night, mate? The crowd.
I actually didn't ring up about the footy in retrospect. Hang on. You're going to hate this, but I've never been to a football game in my life.
Okay, that's all right. No. Okay, that's all right.
Hang on, let me finish. I have been into the football stadiums in England where they absolutely packed to the rafters.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I was 10 years old and they did that great big roar and I knew sort of myself.
It's
so loud, but it does make a difference.
Yeah.
I've had it for myself with sport. So I do understand it myself. It does bring on adrenaline and it makes football players, I would assume, play much better.
Oh, yeah, but we were talking about the broadcast because there was no one in the stands last night, Mike.
Do you think they play it at the ground?
Oh, well, like I said, I do understand that from a personal point.
I
played baseball and basically when you've got no one around you, it's just like a practice match. When you've got people around you, you feel like you're actually doing it for the right reason.
Yeah, but just watching it, I thought it was off-putting last night watching the footy. Tia, hello.
Erina,
g'day.
Off-putting.
Oh, shut your mouth. Tia, hello.
Hi, Tia.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. We're fighting.
You watched the game last night, did you?
I did. Up the mighty Eels.
Oh, sorry, Tia. Just give him a serve anytime you like. Yeah. It's all right.
Now, guys, I've been wearing my Parramatta shirt jumper all the way to work.
Yeah.
At work every day. My socks pulled up high with the Eels on them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, so great to have the win last night.
I think
the crowd was really off-putting.
Did you? That was the thing. We weren't talking about the win or loss. That was another matter. What did you think about the sound effects watching the footy last night? What did you think of it, Tia?
Yeah, not too keen. I think it overrun the commentators, and I actually like to hear what they say sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose what you're saying, when a broadcaster adds a sound effect that actually drowns out the broadcast,
it's hard to focus because you know that it's empty.
Yeah, and when the crowds were coming up and I'm there, what media organisation would use sound effects in what they do. Yeah. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, you're on fire this morning, Teddy.
Absolutely wrong.
Yes. You must be the sore loser coming out in you.
Sure. I am not a sore loser. We got second, thank you, Tia.
You should see the colour of him. He's black and blue.
It was a great race, mate.
All right. Hey, Tia, thank you so much for calling this morning and letting us know you didn't like the sound effects on the TV while we were watching the footy last night.
No worries, guys.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Have a good weekend. See you, Tia.
Oh, what a statement. What a win for Parramatta. They have pummeled Brisbane. They have beaten a highly fancy
team.
And
enough's enough.
Style. Okay, that'll be the last time I hit it.
4-6. Enough.
You know when you get a new toy?
Oh, yeah, and you want to keep playing with it.
Our producer's showing me how to use this button where I can just call up a sound effect.
Well, why don't you play with the other thing that you've been playing with instead of the new toy? 27
If you're an Eels fan, honk your horn.
Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. The studio's got so much more feng shui. Thanks to Freedom Furniture West Gosford. Absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom. Rob, I think we're going to need a bigger trailer.
Yeah, I agree with Anthony Seibold. Only one penalty, 1-6 again. You know, when the ref goes against you, it's really hard to...
So many mistakes.
Really hard to
win. When the ref goes against you. When you don't turn up to play, it gets pretty hard to win.
Your mate AJ's on the phone, Rob. He just rang through.
G'day, AJ.
Hey, Rob. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks. Coming in for you.
Yeah, good. We kind of haven't really met, but I've already formed a great appreciation of you.
Thanks,
AJ. See that the Broncos, did they turn up last night?
Oh, there you go. This has been organised by Kiara, our producer.
Well, I think in the back of the trailer. They borrowed it from Bunnings. They've gone down and just got out of the trailer, but they all forgot their tracksuits. So, hard to win.
Well, I actually rang for an apology because... Paddy was bad-mouthing Tamworth last week and my hometown. So now that the Broncos lost last night, it was good to see.
that's why you're
calling. Yeah, leave Tamworth alone, would you? My auntie's from Tamworth as well, AJ, and my cousins. And it does hurt a little bit when someone just sort of just bad-mouths it all the time, like the way Paddy does, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And the amount of texts I sent him last night, he was very quiet on the phone. So.
Anyway, thanks, we've got to go. Okay,
I'll
we've got
to give you that 50 later. That was going to be the keeping up.
All right. Tamworth. Thank you, AJ.
See you, guys.
See you, mate. See you, buddy. 107.7 Triple M. What we can do, June, I know a lot of pubs, a lot of clubs around the Central Coast, they're preparing for Monday, June 1. Beauty salons are opening, 50 people in restaurants, pubs and clubs. You heard this morning, churches, more people there, collection plate. They'll be spewing about that, not collection being able to be passed around. Wouldn't they? Oh, that's where we make our money. Anyway. Oh, go back to the snow.
Yeah.
June 22nd. Come, when are you going to open the gyms, though? Oh, saw that on A Current Affair, the changes. We all know changes are ready. I know Mark from Anytime Fitness, we're ready to go. Anytime Fitness, we're ready to go to the gym. Rob's going to come with me.
I'm not going to the gym.
Come on, mate.
No.
Come on.
Gyms aren't my thing.
All right, okay.
I'd rather go outside and do it.
Okay. What about go to the gym? Anyway, yeah. Here we go. They're ready. They're ready. Hang on. Open the watch the... Every
Friday. You okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
You guys right?
Yeah, they're right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Intro them, mate.
Minus
with
the piano.
No sound effects like they had on the footy last night. Intro them, please, mate.
So please welcome the Triple M Big Band.
Did you read the Book of Rules going back to school and back to the pub? If the PM tells you so. Now do you see that you can have a wax, get your nails done and your hair it back, and if you want you can do your crack. Well, I know that you're no longer slim, you can't go training at the gym, you both kicked off this year, man, you drink it too much. Not a place or a date that I could go, but I knew I was back in love today. restrictions die.
No, there's still a few restrictions. You
I started singing bye-bye to restrictions, goodbye. Drove my Mazda to the pub and now the pub is alive. There's 50 of us drinking BB and wine, singing now all I wanna do is fly. Now all I wanna do is fly. Let me on the plane.
This is a great organisation, Take Three, an award-winning Australian environmental charity based on the Central Coast. And what it encourages you to do, every time you go to the beach, when you come home, you take three pieces of rubbish. You pick up three pieces of rubbish. Yeah. How good is that?
It is good.
So, so good.
And you know what I've noticed that is even better?
Yeah.
Is that when I go down to the beach sometimes, I don't actually see any rubbish to bring back. You'd have to actually go looking for it because this is starting to work.
Yeah.
But it's sort of taken a hit, hasn't it, recently?
Yeah, especially this week. We've got CEO of Take Three. We've got Sarah Beard with us. G'day, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
G'day. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really, really well. Yeah, we have taken a hit when it comes to rubbish on our beach this week.
Yeah, 40 shipping containers.
Yeah, we certainly have. So I guess we're saying this week I got to take a little bit more than Take Three, I'm afraid. So. Yeah. It's been, as you probably know, we had 40 shipping containers fall overboard last Sunday, and we certainly started to see the debris washing up late Tuesday and Wednesday all along the New South Wales coast, south of Sydney, all the Sydney beaches. I know some of the Sydney beaches have been closed and stretching up to us here on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
So,
you know how you get out of sight, out of mind, so to speak. This is really in sight, but it's a reminder that this sort of thing happens around the world all the time as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's a huge problem with the shipping industry, and you know, it's a real call for them to take more responsibility. And I find it really interesting because a lot of the reports are saying, don't worry, there's no hazardous materials that are falling overboard and washing up on your beaches. And I know what they're saying there. I know they mean, you know, hazardous in terms of toxicity. But, you know, my question is hazardous to who? Because it certainly is hazardous to our marine life out there. And the problem that's happening is there's so much washing up and it continues to make its way up the coast with the currents. If we don't get it off the beaches, it's going back into the ocean again. So we really are encouraging people to get out there when they can and just start really looking for this debris. It's going to continue washing up. We've already had reports of stuff going back out into the ocean. So it's really important that we remove it, but remove it safely. You know, you do need to wear gloves and you do need to continue your social distancing.
And you guys, Take Three, getting out this weekend, Sarah?
Yeah, we certainly are. We've had a couple of teams already going out over the last few days. And the great thing about this is it's not just Take Three. So we're certainly getting out there, but we're getting out there with our community partners, Australian Seabird Rescue, Clean for Shore, and the general public have been fantastic in this. And as you were saying at the very beginning, the message is really getting out there. You know, Aussies love their beaches. They love their beaches to be clean. And they love marine animals and they love the ocean. So everybody's being part of that, which is really our Take Three message. We're all part of the solution. Let's get out there and protect our oceans.
Yeah, if you want more info or join the movement, go to allthews.take3.org. Doing a great job, Sarah. Thanks for giving us a call. And feel free, give us a ring anytime, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah,
thanks,
good
Sarah.
On you, Sarah Beards, CEO of Take Three for the Sea. Yeah, this weekend.
Central Coast Initiative.
Yeah, very much. How good is that?
107.7 Triple M.
This is funny. There's these two American TV anchors. They traded a series of ugly insults in this fiery on-air exchange. And as the US surpassed 100,000 deaths from COVID-19,
they've had a blue on.
Yeah, on air. It's called Squawk Box. They have the anchors Andrew and Joe, and they entered into this shouting match when Andrew accused Joe of only trying to help his friend, the president. Have a listen. This is on air. This is the...
Live on TV.
As the cameras rolled.
Every single morning on this show, you abused and abused your position, Joe.
That's totally unfair.
You abused and abused your position.
I'm trying to help investors keep their cool, keep their heads. And as it turned out, that's what they should have done.
Wouldn't happen to you, mate.
What? That sort of thing? You got a short memory? Have a listen to this. Patty's a little bit upset that someone's criticised a lady for making her husband's packed lunch.
Haven't criticised her. I'm criticising the woman who said, do we need to feed them during the day now as well?
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Gerard. Anyway,
I apologise to you.
Yeah.
Those blokes did
it. What? You just said one comment that was, and then you've just gone off your nana.
I think I've had a little, I think it's been a lack of sleep this week, mate.
You missed it. You missed the point entirely.
Well, I apologise to you.
No, it's red. It's red. It's blue. Sorry about that. It's blue.
I did apologise to you. I did. That's the thing. You can yell like there's no tomorrow and all.
You're good at apologies. You must do it a lot.
I was going to nearly swear there. Yes, so that's indeed I do. 107.7
Triple M. This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, and to the man who gave us the baitfish story, the dog ate a stick.
Come on.
Have you drunk breast milk? The seagull story, and I built a big kookaburra.
Leave it alone.
Because What's your story today?
Well.
Yeah. Good.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes. Interested.
Tom, yeah.
He's making a movie.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done that before, has he? Wow, that's big news.
The difference with this one,
yeah,
it's in space.
Oh,
as in
it
not
is.
About space.
Hang on.
Fake news.
It's not.
This isn't just about it, like him in space, as in, like, you know.
They're making it in space.
They're going to actually make it.
But those two
in
boys.
In space.
They didn't take off yesterday. They didn't take off.
No.
So,
well, actually, that could affect the budget.
So how are they going to do it in space?
Well, he's enlisting the help of NASA and SpaceX.
Oh, yeah, that's Elon Musk.
The failed launch from the other day.
Yesterday, because of the alligator. Yeah.
Some of the filming's going to be in space. I'm worried about,
Why would you do that when you can do it in a studio?
I saw The Martian, and I was convinced that they were on Mars.
Well, look at
Were they not on Mars?
How
is filming in space?
Like movie companies, what they can achieve. Look what they did with the landing on the moon.
Yeah. There's enough.
You said, yeah.
Fake news.
I was reading something that I had on my page in front of me, and I'll agree with him here.
You're a believer.
No,
they
landed on the moon. That was a movie.
So Tom
director
Cruise.
Director Doug Liman, who directed Cruise in The Edge of Tomorrow, is on board to helm a new action film that will enlist the help of NASA and SpaceX for at least some of the filming.
Yeah, all
They're
right.
They're going to space to make a movie. What a waste of money.
Absolute waste of money. And
there's enough space junk out floating around the planet as it is.
Exactly.
Without putting Tom Cruise up there.
To other news, Roberto. Searches for accommodation in New South Wales towns Mudgee and Kiama have jumped by more than 600% last week compared to the week earlier because, we've got that travel ban being lifted.
This is based on coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, what is this whole segment?
It's based on
the fact that we're coming up with news that has nothing to do with
it was travel bans restricted, lifted.
Yeah, why were the travel bans there?
Can I just read the names?
All right. Continue.
Mudgee accommodation up close to 720%. Kiama, Slubbo, interest up over 580%. Orange, Bateman Bay, Wollongong, Barrel, Blue Mountains, Barumbula, Port Macquarie, and you know what? Tamworth.
Leave it alone.
No one.
you got to get your foot off Tamworth. Right?
That's why the Central Coast Warriors move from Tamworth to Star of the Sea.
It's great fun.
I knew it was coronavirus sort of linked, and I know we're not supposed to do that. But
nothing like sitting by the Peel River in Tamworth and just eating a bread roll.
That's a five-course delicacy in Tamworth.
Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. The studio's got so much more feng shui. Thanks to Freedom Furniture West Gosford. Absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom. Rob, I think we're going to need a bigger trailer.
Hey, coming up later on this morning, we've got Adam McDonald, head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia, and also star of the TV show Aussie Pickers. He's also on with Lukey Boner, and when he does the Man Cave. And so if you've got any memorabilia a sporting music, anything.
Yeah, stuff you reckon might just be worth a few bob.
Yeah.
He can let us know what he reckons you'll fetch for it.
We're just going to take a couple of calls.
But my brother's got a few jerseys in boxes.
Has he?
Yeah.
Actually, I want to know from him, is that going to be worth a lot, you know, with so many? But anyway, we'll speak to Ad. You might have a Beatles collection or a certain plate or, you know, an old car.
You might have a Parramatta Reels jersey. Oh, it's mate, worth a bit more today.
Seriously, that's it.
Because
no more. No more.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I've disconnected the button. I've disconnected what? That button. It doesn't work.
Working.
No, it's not working because we got the feedback line. I had to pull that cord out, that stupid thing you've been hitting all morning, and do the feedback line.
Okay.
So if you want to give us a call, you're upsetting me now.
That's not hard.
Sorry. 132710. Give us a call. Hello, you've called 132710. It's the feedback line with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Leave us a message. Let us know whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking.
Thank you.
Morning, guys. It's Troisi here from Gosford. Paddy Gerard, you must have your tail between your legs, buddy. What happened, mate? The Broncos, you know, home ground advantage. Couldn't even score more than one try. Come on, Paddy. You know? Commiserations, mate. Seriously. And on a serious note, Paddy, the long weekend's coming up. And you wouldn't guess where I'm going. I'm going to Sleepy Tamworth for a road trip. And, you know, I think you should get out to the country, Paddy. You know, you bagged out Tamworth so much in the last few weeks. Been listening and everyone's talking about it on the Central Coast, saying how much Paddy Gerard's bagging out Tamworth. I think you need to go on a road trip, Paddy. What do you reckon?
Hello, this is Bryce Fuller. I'm here from Wombrell. I'm just trying to get on to Paddy Gerard about the Parramatta Fremantle Broncos game last night, about the 34-6 score. If you could give me a call back, that'd be great.
I'm George from Chain Valley Bay, and I've just got one word to say to you, Paddy. Go Parra!
That's it. No, I'm...
How about it?
The feedback line is disconnected.
The Central Coast is on board.
The feedback line is disconnected.
107.7 Triple M.
We want to talk about people on the Central Coast getting back, allowed into restaurants, pubs and cafes, you know, subject to 4 square metre rules. We have got the owner of Pocket Bar. Also, he is the president of the Independent Bars here on the Central Coast. It is Carly. G'day, Carl. Good morning,
G'day,
mate.
Carl. Good morning, boys.
Mate, how good is the... Well, it is good news.
It is good news.
Yeah.
Footy's back and people are back in bars.
Yeah. Mate, June 1, mate, has everything been polished and all cleaned, all ready to go for Monday?
Mate, spick, span, shining new.
Good stuff,
very
mate.
Very good. So what are you expecting here? Is it going to be sort of like the normal afternoon traffic where a guy will come by with his mate or a couple of the girls will say, hey, why don't we go for a Swifty down the road? Or are people getting excited? Do you think you're going to have to turn people away?
Oh, I think we're going to have to turn people away, especially on the weekends. What we're seeing is people are getting in early and making bookings to make sure they've got a spot.
Mate, how many are you weeks ahead when it comes to bookings, or what are you guys ahead at the Pocket Bar?
Oh, we're about 2 weeks ahead now for the weekends.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Mate, and what do you, with the booking, so do you ring up and say, we'd like to come for a drink or two before dinner, and you book a time for a certain period, or are you allowing people to stay longer?
Yeah, so you just jump on our website and we give you 2 hours over the weekend. So you can just book any 2 hours up until 10 o'clock.
Mate, that was great because I saw it on Facebook and it's a package deal and you get food and drink. If you don't use if it doesn't amount to what you've paid, you give the money back in kind where you can come back another time. That was when it was with 10. Are you doing that with 50 people or are you going to do it in groups of 10 up to 50?
No, so we're going to allow you to come in now in a group of one if you want.
Oh, right. Good news.
Yeah. And we've only got a capacity of up to 28 with a one per 4 square metre rule.
Yeah, well, that's great because Paddy has only got one friend.
And because I'm bipolar, it's my imaginary friend. Yeah, so, you know, he and I...
It's very tough for him to get 10 together.
We get it. Don't listen to him, Carl. But, mate, have you spoken to other pub owners on the Central Coast? How are they feeling as well? Are they excited?
Oh, yeah. Some of the guys I know are excited to get people back in the doors. So the guys at Rhonda's and I think Mumbo's is opening up next week as well. So
I've seen it at restaurants, especially at cafes at the moment, where you got this one person per 4 square metre rule. And, you've got four people sitting at the same table. It's hardly one person per four square metres. And if you've got three or four people sitting at a bar table, they're all quite close. What are you going to do to try and encourage people to spread out a bit?
So we've got these dog collars, so when you get too close, within the 1.5 metres, you get an electric shock, yeah. And that'll send you back.
That is good. Can I have one of them? I've got a friend.
He's got one of those. Don't let him mislead you. He's got one of those. Woof, woof. That's another story for another
Stop
day,
it,
Carl.
That, yeah.
But that look, and that's what, you know, everyone's encouraging. We're allowed to go back now. Just everyone do the right thing. Wash our hands. But we are. We now know. We've got the knowledge of what they've passed on to us about washing our hands, social distancing and all that sort of stuff. Do the right thing and go and enjoy it. And we can stay like this and hopefully get more people out as well, Carly. Yep.
Mate, that's it. Just don't be a dick. Work with us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
It. Yep. Use the rules and work together.
Yeah.
Don't just run up and hug the nearest person. You say, "Oh, mate, it's been ages."
No matter how many beers you've had, no matter if you want to, don't do it. Hey, Carl, thanks for joining us. Owner of the Pocket Bar and president of Independence Bar Association of New South Wales, mate. Monday, we're back into the full swing, and thanks for taking time out, mate.
Thanks, guys.
107.7 Triple M. See Bing Lee's huge range in store or online now. Click and collect at Bing Lee West Gosford.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Hero Packages.
Oh, this is our last day of doing this. I want to do it for another month.
Really?
Oh, Kiara, I'm just...
We're not allowed to.
I know, Kiara. I'm just saying I would like to have done it for another month.
It would be nice.
But thank you to everyone over the last month who have done one thing. They've wanted something. And where have they gone to, Rob?
I've gone to triplem.com.au.
And someone who did that. Well, actually, it was Ken's wife.
Ken's wife.
Who did that, went online.
Yep. Nominated Ken.
Yep.
For the hero package. Mm-hmm. He's on the phone with us now. G'day, Ken from East Gosford.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
Very good.
Mate. That's good. And mate, your wife is extremely proud of what you're doing at the moment. What's changed for you recently?
Well, I was managing a hotel, but due to... Yeah, the recent COVID-19, it all fell apart. So I was without a job for a couple of weeks, and I managed to find work cleaning the streets of Gosford.
Mate, we had a call about this the other day. There was airline pilots at Qantas are now packing fruit and veggies. We had a call about this at Harris Farm
Market.
Yes.
And people are doing what they need to do to keep things going.
You do what you have to do, mate, in these
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
Mate, and your wife is so ultimately proud of you. She thinks, her chest is puffed with pride. And,
yes, I know.
What's her name, Ken?
Melina.
Melina.
Well,
mate, seriously,
a jolly good
buddy.
Day to Melina.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's suggested that perhaps a good hero package for you might be some, like a set of quality earplugs or earphones to get you through that day while you're out in the street helping everyone keep things tidy.
It sounds amazing. She knows me very well.
Yeah, maybe some Bluetooth ones. They're easy. No cords there.
Yeah, you just tuck them in the side and away you go. It talks to your phone while it's in your pocket. And you can continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah, good work.
Perfect,
mate.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate it.
And the thing is, mate, because the pubs and clubs are opening from Monday, you might get back there, mate. What are your chances? Do you know?
Look, I'm hoping so, but you know, I'm not holding my breath at the moment. I'm happy having a bit of work, so.
And you know what? Sometimes when you do something different, totally, completely different to what you're doing, sometimes you go, gee, this is good for a change.
Well, it is. It's actually, for me, good thinking time. You know, I'm outdoors, you know, I mean, there's a lot of pluses to it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's working for me.
Good stuff, mate.
Well, mate, you sound like a great character.
Well done,
and if
buddy.
I was running the pub that you were managing, I'd be having you back as soon as possible. So good luck with it.
Well, good on you, boys. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Ken. And to all the people who are going back to work in the pub and club industry, accommodation industry, hope it's all going well. Hope you got your jobs back and all that sort of stuff.
And to anyone that has, you know, is out of place, and finding another gear, good on you.
Yeah, yeah, well done. And
more
thank you
than
to
the
Bing
Broncos
Lee.
Could achieve last night, finding another gear.
I don't knock people out on Friday. I am going to make an exception. Thank you. What I was going to say.
Tuck it away.
Thank you to Bing Lee's huge range in store. Thank you to Bing Lee. Online now. Click and collect at Bing Lee at West Gosford.
Now.
Like a Sherpa lost in the mountains.
High on a hill was a lonely goat.
We're on a journey to find the goat.
Odd-lay, odd-lay, odd-lay.
helped us build the list. Now we're counting them down each day. From 20.
Not bad.
To number one.
Get your goat on with goat soap at Chemist Warehouse.
Triple M's goat.
Yes, and today we're at number 16, Roberta.
We've had 16. Four other artists. This is number five, as in reverse, so it's 16th best.
Is that where you go?
Yeah.
Elton John was great yesterday. Anyway, there was a protest on him, but anyway, I thought he should have been lower on the telly board, but anyway. Look, we, to announce this, and it's thanks to Get Your Goat On with Goat Soap at Chemist Warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for getting on board. At number 16, we're using the sound effects that Channel 9 and Fox Sport had left over from the footy. They didn't use these sound effects last night.
Which
yeah, this one.
That's right. That's what they were going to play in the lead-up to every conversion.
Yeah, I know. But they decided just the crowd.
No.
Number... Number 16.
Number 16.
Oh, as voted by you, by the way.
As voted by you.
Yeah.
In the top 20 artists of all time. Get the envelope out, please,
yeah.
Paddy.
Okay, all right.
Right, okay.
Okay. Open it. Yeah. Channel 9 didn't use these as sound effects last night on the footy.
Well, it's not a sound effect, it's a real envelope.
It's a real envelope, yeah. Oh, jeez, bloody big one. Okay. How big is that envelope? Oh, jeez.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Open.
That's the biggest envelope. Okay. And who's number 16 on the goat, Robert?
Number 16 on the goat
is
Jimmy Barnes.
Yes. Thank you, crowd.
Jimmy Barnes. Just to clarify, that is Jimmy Barnes' solo artist.
That's right, yeah, not...
Solo artist, not...
Jimmy Barnes.
He could be, you know what he could be?
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Could be, he
oh,
could
don't,
be...
Don't muddy the waters. Don't muddy the waters.
He could be the only man to get in twice.
That's right.
If anyway, they both end up there.
Favourite Jimmy Barnes song we want from you. You can start voting 13:27:10, and by 3 o'clock, Bobby will do the top three Barnesy songs, the greatest of all time. And I tell you, if you want to see Barnesy, go online onto YouTube, and there's Jimmy Barnes screaming for 10 hours.
Jimmy's
screaming
in Guantanamo Bay at the moment.
Anyway, here he is. The man has come in at number 16 on the greatest of all times at Triple M, Jimmy Boy.
107.7 Triple M.
There he is, Barnesy, who's come in at number 16 on the greatest of all time.
Yep.
As voted by you.
Still another 15 to go.
Yeah, now we want you to go to 13:27:10 or go online, triplem.com.au, and tell us what three song or one song is Barnesy's.
Yeah.
Jimmy's best.
Oh, we got...
To the telly room we go,
telly
Mickey
D.
Telly
room Mickey D.
Yeah, he's manning
morning,
it.
Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Morning,
how
man.
Are we?
Good, thank you, Mikey.
Hey, Paddy, I can't believe what they're playing in this telly room this morning. I don't know if you can hear this.
Yeah. No. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah,
it's just this parrot chant going on and on. Hang on, I'll turn it off.
I can hear that.
So much disrespect. Hey, it's great to have the NRL back for 3 weeks too, isn't it, guys?
Mickey reckons the NRL's going to only last 3 weeks. Hey, come on. Come on, give them a break. They're doing more social distancing on the field. Well, the Broncos did last night. I don't think any of them were on the field. But anyway, there's always
Well, the Mariners invented it, right?
Yeah, now. Who's leading?
Okay. Barnesy songs. Yeah. I'd Die to Be with You Tonight. Working Class Man are doing very well. Yeah. Also, a couple of other ones like Let's Make It Last All Night, Lay Down Your Guns.
Yeah.
And you remember that old single, I Gotcha? From Soul Deep?
Yeah,
from the early 90s?
Yeah.
Amazingly, got a call about that. And that's a song we haven't heard in ages.
There we go.
So we might get that on later on.
All right, Mikey. Thanks for that, mate. There's the telly room.
Hang on, mate. Hang on. They're starting again. Here we go.
Okay, I'm getting rid of him. I'm getting seriously, unbelievable. You started this. I know you have. I know you have. Palmer.
They're burning you, Broncos Mikey. Jerseys out the front of the studio.
Anyway, go online 13. Go online or 13:27:10. Register your votes. We want the top three from Jimmy Barnes today. Bobby will play them back from 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. The studio's got so much more feng shui. Thanks to Freedom Furniture West Gosford. Absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom. Rob, I think we're going to need a bigger trailer.
Hey, listen, coming up next, we've got Adam McDonald. He's head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia, star of the TV show Aussie Pickers. He's also on with Luke Boner in the Man Cave on Friday morning here at Triple M.
And as far as working out what stuff is worth, he's the man to go to. Oh.
Encyclopedia knowledge he has.
It just seems
unbelievable.
Yeah. If you've got something
that
you're holding on to and you go, gee, that could be worth some coin, I wonder. Adam's
a
guy.
Yeah, give us a call now, 132710. It could be sporting memorabilia. It may be music memorabilia. It could be something old that your mum or your dad or your grandmother passed down to you, and you go, oh, I wonder what this is worth.
You know, when you think, I've got this original piece of whatever, you know, a piece of furniture that's got the maker's stamp on it, and you think, that's got to be worth something.
You could have Prince's guitar, just saying. Wonder what that would be worth. Adam knows.
You
so,
could.
You could. 132710. We're going to speak to Adam next, and we'll get him to give you an evaluation of what your item is worth.
Yeah, John Bonham's drumsticks.
Yeah. Oh. What are they worth? 132710. Before that, we've got to finish. We've got a few messages on our feedback line ready to go. Hello, you've called 132710. It's the feedback line with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Leave us a message. Let us know whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Boris Gould. I'm here from Wombrall. I'm just trying to get on to Paddy Gerard about the Parramatta Brisbane Broncos game last night, about the 34-6 score. If you could give me a call back, that'd be great.
Yeah, g'day. It's Mike from Buff Point, and let's hope the boys in the radio station stay safe and stay cool.
Good morning, it's Kylie from Wyoming. I heard you guys had an expert on this morning from the TV show. I've got a girlfriend who lives in Tamworth that's crying this morning because the Broncos lost. Has a few Broncos jerseys she could sell, but unfortunately I think they'll be worth nothing at the moment. Have a good day, boys.
Adam McDonald will be able to tell us about those Broncos jerseys, whether they're worth anything.
I'm going to punch you in the face. Actually, I'm going to give you another one. Adam McDonald coming up next. As I said, if you haven't had those items you want evaluated, give us a call now, 132710. No, you got to get another one. Adam McDonald is the head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia, star of the TV show Aussie Pickers, and Ad is also with Lukey Boner on The Man Cave every Friday morning. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Ad.
G'day, Adam.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Look, I've had
he's
better
really
days.
Smarting today, Adam.
There was more people in the crowd than Broncos scored points.
Oh, there's just new
That's
angles.
I'm
new
gone.
Angles of humour in this.
Oh, there we go.
Fake news.
I'm gone.
Listen. I'm a Newcastle supporter, so I'm a long-suffering. I can stand it.
Yeah. Hey, Ad, just quickly, because you do memorability. We've got Robin wants to have a chat. She's got something she wants an evaluation
before
on.
Before Paddy mentions that, I was just wondering, I've got this old Alfie Langer Broncos card, and I've got a Peter Sterling footy card from 83. You know, it's one, what's worth more than the other?
I reckon Sterling's worth more, mate. Yeah, it's got to be.
By far. Thank you very much.
And if you were to have, like I do, a Broncos jersey from the first time they won the premiership with everyone, Alfie Langer signed it, Wally Lewis signed it, Gene Miles.
Who's he?
I think Tony Curry might have been there. It was the original with Powers on it, the Powers Brewery, when they sponsored them.
The Powers that they've all lost now.
Would that be worth much?
Yeah, it would. Some of the game's greats are on that. You sure there'd be Gene Miles and all the big boppers, but it definitely would be worth something. But wouldn't be worth a penny down south of the border. I tell you, no one wanted down here.
All right, good point. We got Robin from Glenning Valley. G'day, Rob. How you going, Robin?
Going.
Yeah. Now, what have you got for Adam to evaluate? What have you got?
I have got a single, like a 48.
Oh, I've lost Robin. Oh, Robin, give us a call back. Sorry. Oh, we're Robin.
She's got a single, a 48 single. Oh.
You lost the game and Robin.
Yeah. Yes. He's losing everything. What do you reckon the most valuable original 48 single song would be? If you had to pick a song out there that was going to be worth something on a single, what would it be?
it'd be one of the iconic rock songs. It'd be something by Queen or maybe Led Zeppelin or one of the big bands like that.
Because, you know, when you used to be able to buy singles on vinyl, you know, you pay 10 cents for a vinyl record, right? What are you sort of selling that sort of the big end of them for now?
Oh, they're probably worth about $30, $40 a pop. But it all with records, it all comes down to the condition of the actual record as well as the sleeve that it sits in, because that's when there's not much advertising. So your advertising is how good your record sits on the shelf.
Right.
And that's the eye-catching. That's how you got the sales.
What about Prince's iconic and rare Blue Angel Cloud guitar? It was going to auction. It was expected to get $500,000. Mate, that's a lot of money.
Oh, not for what it is. You think what sort of iconic tracks have been penned on that axe, you know?
Like, right.
That's if you're a Prince fan, which is plenty of them, and plenty of them with money, it's I don't think it's unachievable by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. We got Robin from Glenning Valley back. Hey Rob, what have you got?
It's the 48 single of Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. Ooh. It was apparently unreleased.
Where did you get it?
Oh, I bought it when I was back in 75. I bought it in Maryland's Mall at the arcade, our record shop.
So it'd be an original first pressing. So I reckon you'd be looking maybe $150, $200, something up there.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's gold. What if it was...
That's all right. It cost me about $1.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Adam, what about if something like that, let's say you had it signed?
Oh, it'd be much, much more. But the thing with signatures, though, they're hard to verify. So unless you've got provenance from it, like where they signed it, if they've got a photo of them signing it or something like that, the signatures is the easiest thing to forge in the collectible game.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you $30 for it, Robin.
No chance.
Okay, all right. Thanks for that, Rob.
Yeah, hey, Paddy will sign it for you.
Hey, Ed, what about sporting memorabilia? And then we'll let you go. Mate, is it worth, you know, we have all these charity auctions. Any of the items that you buy from charity auctions, mate, do they go in price or is it because there's so many dime a dozen?
It's because there's so many dime a dozen, they won't climb in price. So all those sort of framed jerseys and framed boxing gloves and all that, they are specifically made for charity auctions. Right. And the beautiful thing about charity auctions is you're in a room full of room. Everyone's had about 6.5 schooners and they're into it, you know, and they've got their hand in the air and they're paying overs for a Broncos jersey, a.k.a. Paddy.
$5, that's overs.
So the resale value on them is not much. But it's one of those things, if you're a fan, it's in your house, you know, it's yours. So.
Yeah, it's a personal thing and you're giving to charity.
That's right, and the money goes to charity. That's why Shane Warne's hat went for so much, because it's not because it was Shane Warne, it's not because of what he did in the hat, it's because it was going to the bushfires, so that's why the price was so high. It was a shade over $1 million.
I would have loved to see what he did in that hat.
Can you imagine it? I'm smoking a cigarette.
With his Playboy undies. And thanks very much for joining us. We will speak again. Adam McDonald, head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia, star of TV show Aussie Pickers, and on with Luke Boner on Friday nights, or Friday mornings, I should say,
And Parramatta Real support.
Newcastle night. Get out of here. Nights. And thanks for joining us. See you, Ed. Thanks, see you, mate.
Thanks, boys.
107.7 Triple M.
Thanks for calling this week at 4 to 9. Everyone who called has gone into call of the week for that Wanderer fire pit. Thanks to Central Coast Brick Supplies. Robert.
Yep, hello, you've called 13.
Sorry about that. Disconnect that.
Okay.
Who's the winner?
Drum roll. the king of sound effects. They played this at the NRL last night before every kick at goal.
As used by Channel 9 and also Fox. Who's won? Wanderer's fire pit. The Wanderer fire pit.
Caller of the week for the Wanderer's Fire Pit worth $300, Andrew from San Remo.
Oh, good on you, Andrew. Central Coast Brick Supplies, your indoor and outdoor home heating specialist located at Mans Road, West Gosford. A fire pit is yours, Andrew. Well done, champion.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's last call.
All right, 13:27:10. We've got the Triple M Big Band. They're doing one of Barnsley did this as a remake. It's Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Yes, I remember this.
Okay, you want to have a chat, 13:27:10.
G'day there, Phil from Avoca.
Yeah, Rob. Paddy, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
Mate, yourself? Mate, what's going on with you?
just on Jimmy Barnes' song, that one you just played, Got to Be With You Tonight, that's his best song.
You reckon?
For sure. Yeah. And listen, Paddy, so Brisbane was social distancing last night in defence.
That's right. Yes, Broncos back's been practicing social distancing since 1972.
And they took it too far. They said, we don't want to catch anything, so we're not going to tackle. They just took that too far, Phil. Yes, I know.
It's a little bit like South Sydney supporters' tea, social distancing.
Thank you very much.
See you, Philbert. See you, mate. See you, buddy. Bye.
13-27-10.
G'day there, man. Dave from Greenpoint.
Hello, everybody's happy apart from one person, and I've got just the thing to make Paddy even more happier.
All right.
Or unhappy. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all over for Brisbane.
Who'd have thought by round three you'd be able to pick last on the table?
Yeah. The wooden spoon. Yeah, hang on, I'll get there. Hang on, one more blow. Okay. Hang on. Full time.
Get out.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, good luck. God bless. See you, mate.
Bye.
I know Benny from Greenpoint is not going to be derogatory towards me.
No. Hello, Ben.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good,
right.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Paddy, can you remember the bet that we had yesterday?
Yes, it was $10 worth of raffle tickets and some six shots at Aaron Lee's club. Only light beer.
No, we should have done to make it easier. I'd just say, buy me as many schooners to what Brisbane score points. Would have been a lot easier.
Actually, yeah. Okay. Well, though, you were in danger of getting nothing then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What was the final score? Because I turned it off. It was getting embarrassing.
We lost Ben.
That is the cruelest thing ever.
Quickly, we've got to do this.
Thanks to Singo's Wholesale Meats, now open in Mans Road, West Gosford. What you're about to experience is really good. In fact, it's really meaty. On Triple M, welcome to Paddy and Rob Palmer's Wheel of Meat.
Oh, we love doing this.
This is great. Our Friday callers going to the draw for the Wheel of Meat. Yeah. And thank you to everyone that called. If you couldn't get through, we're sorry we couldn't get you. Yeah. It was just hectic with everyone supporting.
We're going to be a bit
meaty. Broncos today.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
I know. Who's been the Wheel of Meat?
Goes to George from Chain Valley Bay.
Thank you to Channel 9 and Fox Sport for all the sound effects. Spin the wheel on Singo's Wheel of Meat. George, what's he won? What's he won, Rob? We've got to go.
Five fresh chickens.
Live chickens.
Yeah, feathers on, beaks intact. Wow. No.
Amazing.
Fresh chickens.
Maybe he's got a house for them.
Well done, George. You've won fresh chickens. And a YouTube video on DIY chook shed construction.
Singo's Meats, lowest prices, highest quality guaranteed. We've got to go. Mickey D's up next. Sorry, Mickey, for being so late.
Barnsley's joining us too.
Oh, Barnsley.
Oh, very good.
GOAT, greatest of all
Jimmy
time.
Barnes out.
Yeah, greatest of all time. See you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Hey, guys, thanks for subscribing and listening to the podcast.
You know what? We're just realising how good this podcast thing is. You can listen to it anywhere you like, whenever it suits you. So go for it.
Anytime, anywhere.
I just said that.
I know, I'm just saying what you said.
Anyway, I reckon it's about time you put your shirt back on. I've got to go.
See you later, guys.
Hooroo.